privacy, particularly considering recent comments made by the Minister of Energy and Green Transitions. His statements have not only instilled fear among Ghanaians, but have also sent troubling signals to the business community. It is imperative that the minister shifts his focus from public pronouncement to tangible actions that will resolve the ongoing issues plaguing our power sector. It looks like our colleague, the Minister of Energy, seems more interested in making headlines than keeping the lights on. The minister's recent claim that Ghana has only 2.6 days of fuel left was not just baseless, but economically damaging. Such remarks create an atmosphere of uncertainty and instability, which is detrimental to investor confidence. Power is the lifeblood of industry, and such statements send panic through businesses still recovering from the aftershocks of COVID-19. And global economic turbulence. This is not the first time the minister has made statements that paint a bleak picture of our energy situation. During the swearing-in ceremony of the president, he alarmingly stated that Ghana was left with only 5 hours of fuel, a comment he later retracted after clarifying that it pertained to heavy fuel oil, that is HFO. After causing needless anxiety while neglecting to mention that other power plants were operational with available fuel. His subsequent assurances following the 2.6 days of fuel comment do little to alleviate our concerns.